Welcome to Going Rogue Money Ministry. Align your values and finances, live your ideal lifestyle. I'm your host, Melissa Myers, number one best-selling author, entrepreneur, wealth manager, and CFP professional, along with Holly Urbanek, podcast producer and co-host. Does thinking about money cause unnecessary stress in your life? Are you tired of feeling anxious, guilty, or embarrassed about your financial situation? Do you struggle with imposter syndrome or feel financially trapped? We're women empowering women because we've been there. We'll bring you inspiration, motivation, education, and activation strategies for living a more fulfilled lifestyle. You're in the right pod if you're ready to feel good about your life and your finances. Welcome to our empowered community. Ready to go rogue? Hi, Holly.
Hey.
What's up on your calendar this weekend?
Well, I am so excited because we are going to check out a fundraising opportunity called Dancing with the Local Stars. Have you heard of it?
I have heard of it. I was in it 2 years ago.
Oh my gosh, that's right. That's right. Yeah, so that's what is on my agenda for Saturday. And I'm going with some friends and we are going to support Kids Food Basket, right? It's where the proceeds and all the funds will go towards.
Multiple food pantries in the area, yes.
Oh, phenomenal. That's awesome. I'm so excited. Are you going to be attending as well?
I will be. So I'll be there cheering on our friends and having a good time reminiscing my time on stage, dancing in front of 800 people three different times.
You were amazing.
Thanks, Tadia.
I was there.
So that other voice that's here in the podcast, this is Tanya Christensen, and she has a very special place in my heart because she has a very special place in my book, Going Rogue, Unconventional Financial Strategies for Women. She was an early supporter of my endeavor to get financial education out to the public and helped me by writing a testimonial for Going Rogue. She wrote, "I'm a female entrepreneur who invested my retirement into starting my business. I needed to seriously look at rebuilding for my future. Melissa has been absolutely wonderful in getting to know me, my needs, and comfort levels. Tanya Christensen, owner of Must Love Dogs Boutique."
Beautiful. What an awesome quote. And with that, thank you for already introducing Tanya Christensen as the owner of Must Love Dogs, a specialty dog shop in downtown Grand Haven that I love. She is also a certified pet food nutrition specialist, further certified in raw feeding. Tanya has been deeply saturated in the dog world starting at 16 years old. She is living her dream and her purpose by helping dogs live their best lives. Welcome, Tanya.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here.
We are excited to have you here. It is amazing to see what you have done and created for our community. You got involved with dogs at 16, but how long has Must Love Dogs been open?
We'll celebrate 18 years in October.
All right. Yes. Is there going to be a special celebration when you hit 20 years?
I don't know. I'll have to do something really special. We have a celebration every year anyway, but we'll have to do something really extravagant for 20.
Free puppies for everybody. Disclaimer, that was just a joke.
Sounds like a good joke, good idea to me.
The job security.
Yeah, right.
Business security. So, Tanya, you went rogue.
I sure did.
Keeping with my theme of going rogue. So, you opened a boutique store. Retail store in a small tourist town, seasonally driven with profits. And yet after 18 years, your business is still here and not necessarily dependent on tourist activity. So tell us a little bit about how you decided to niche down to a dog boutique and your experiences with this.
Well, I've always had an entrepreneurial heart. I always had all these little ideas of different businesses that I'd, you know, like to open someday. And I was really scared to do so, as almost everybody is, right? Like, you know, what if I fail? And I met with a life coach who flipped my script in like 30 minutes. And less than a year later, I'd opened my shop. I have always had a deep passion for dogs in particular, but animals in general. 17, 18 years ago, the only dog boutiques were the ones in the coasts, East Coast, West Coast. And it was really kind of, when I did my business plan, I had nothing to draw from because that business really didn't exist. But now they're everywhere. When I was opening, I did get a lot of comments on how just dogs, like why not a whole pet store? I had a lot of people who didn't think I was going to make it because I was just focusing on dogs. But what I know is that people are passionate about their dogs. They love their dogs probably more than most people in their lives, some people. I felt that there was job security in that. And I love my dogs like that. And I was able to build a business based on passion. And I do believe that my purpose on this planet is to make dogs' lives better because dogs make our lives better. That's just what I keep focusing on. It's not about the money. If you do, it's not about the money. But if you do what you love and what you're passionate about, the money will follow.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I love it that you said that you asked for help. You had a coach. And beyond asking for help, she took in that information, but she was able to take action and transform it into a highly successful business that's well known. And you have a fan club, or maybe Telco. Tell us about Telco's fan club.
Well, Telco is one of my three dogs. He is a Pedenco Ibisenco, a rescue from Spain. He came over about 9 years ago. He's going to be 11 in March. And he's a therapy dog. Very shortly, he came into the United States in April. And by June, he was a registered therapy dog. He was just meant to do this. And we participate in the community in a lot of different ways where we go and make people smile and spread joy and share love and through furry angels like Telco.
That's wonderful. He's white too. So.
He is white. He's magical in the sun. His fur is iridescent. I think he's magical.
And he's been in the office as well.
He's been a special guest.
Yes, we are a dog-friendly office. Bring your four-legged friends.
Well, of course, when I work with anybody who wasn't.
So tell us a little bit about the emotional side of opening a store. I know when it comes to money, studies have been done that show that 90% of financial decisions are emotional, while only 10% are logic. What was your headspace going into opening your own store?
Well, as I had mentioned previously, I was really afraid of failure. What if I failed? What if I this? At that point in time, I was single. I had a house payment, my mortgage and a car payment. I was in title insurance as an escrow officer, and I was very secure and safe and unhappy. The life coach said, "What if you don't fail? What if you do succeed? And you don't have kids. The only person I had to take care of was myself and my dogs. And if I was going to do it, now was the perfect time." And I adopted the idea that it's all or nothing. There's no halfway in, and failure is not an option. So just two simple steps to succeeding in business. So that's what I did. And I immediately, full steam ahead, put together this business plan, which I didn't have anything to base it on. So I just kind of did a who, why, when, what. I was turned down and I learned and I evolved and I was turned down and I learned and I evolved and I was approved. And I swear to God, it was a mistake. I think he accidentally said yes, but I'm taking it, and I'm running with it.
Yeah. Go.
And I had many of those times where I didn't know how I was going to pay the rent on the shop. I didn't know how I was going to cover my bills. And another thing that just kind of lingered over here is success is just around the corner. Tomorrow's the day, and then tomorrow comes, but tomorrow's the day. And we just keep pushing forward. And God, I've really had a wonderful experience. I mean, it's been scary and terrifying and gut-wrenching. That's probably taken a few years off my life, but I am in a place now where I am just, so happy, and I get to do the job that I love, and I get to fulfill my purpose, which I'm just so grateful for.
And they say, when you do what you love,
right,
the money comes. And this decision to go out on your own and create a really well-known, you're not just a brand, you are a pillar in the community. People know you, they know your pets, they know your team, your staff, and you give purpose to people with having that storefront. And it's a much different path that you've chosen from what you experienced early on in your life. Are you okay with sharing a little bit about how you started?
And I feel like adversity builds character. So I talk about that.
Yeah, your path before becoming, your growing up path.
Okay. Well, I come from divorced. I'm an only child, and my parents divorced when I was about 9 years old. And they had both struggled financially consistently. There's a lot of other characteristics that we won't get into that I agreed that I told myself I'm not going to be like that. And one of the things was I don't want to live hand to mouth as, you know, as an adult, but I didn't know how to get from point A to point B. So I was really super conservative. I wasn't much of a risk taker. I was, you know, trying to save and trying to have money set aside, which is, you know, really difficult. But I believe that life is about balance, right? You don't want to be too scared and too conservative, but you don't want to be crazy risky either. So I try to find myself right in the middle where I can make good financial decisions, but still live for today as well.
And you're living your ideal lifestyle.
I am.
So the store being open 18 years, you said there were times where it's been gut-wrenching. Mm-hmm. Tell us about some of the times where you've had to be resilient. I know that you've had to move location. So the location, talk to us about that.
Oh, so some of the big challenges in the shop. Well, I opened in 2006, and in 2008, there was the recession. So that was challenge number one. A few years later, the downtown tore up the street in front of our building to put in heated sidewalks, which are still functioning. So it's really wonderful. But 2 years, the front of my store was tore up, and we did promotions and all kinds of things. After that, we have a 3-block downtown that is shopping, and in another block, another dog store opened. I learned about focusing on myself and being true to myself, and the rest will fall away. And that's exactly what happened. Then we had a big box store come into town, and we've just continued to grow through all of that. COVID, we can't forget about COVID, right? So being a pet supply store, we were essential. So we were allowed to stay open through COVID. There was a point in time where I did decide to close in-store shopping, but we remained open all throughout COVID. And as some of you may know, a lot of people got dogs during COVID. So that didn't hurt us either. But I just believe if you lead with your heart and you're ethical and you do what's right, even when nobody's watching, karma works out for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Ladies, are you at a point in your life where you're wondering what's next? Maybe you're approaching retirement or already retired, yet looking to do something new, exciting, or give back. The Amplify Mastermind program is for you if you won't tolerate status quo. Amplify Mastermind program is for you if you're a lifelong learner on the growth path for personal development and exploring challenges as well as experiences. I'm Melissa Myers, and I'm the host of Amplify Mastermind program, a program I created because I've always enjoyed leading and helping others brainstorm. I love being an accountability partner, collaborating, and celebrating. If you are ready to move forward and learn more about who you're becoming and who you're serving, I invite you to email us at sunkissedandblessed@gmail.com. Put AMP, AMP, in the subject line, and we will have a conversation with you about joining our exclusive mastermind program known as AMP. The Amplify Mastermind program is currently open to 8 high-caliber women who are industry leaders, business owners, sales professionals, senior-level managers, C-suite executives, and entrepreneurs. This is your time to secure your seat at the next 6-month program that will be starting soon. The process starts with a simple email. Email us at sunkissedandblessed@gmail.com. You are a certified
pet food nutrition specialist.
There we go.
Yeah. Further certified in raw feeding. Yes. So I started learning about feeding dogs when I was 16 at the first pet store that I worked at. And I used to show dogs and compete in some obedience trials. And I've had a lifelong interest in, you know, dog health. Becoming certified was a nice step to be able to put, like, I have this, you know, we, all of my employees become certified, and we put all of our certificates on the back of the, you know, behind the counter. And I can confidently say that no other shop in Michigan that I'm aware of has as many certified pet food nutrition specialists on staff as we do that are certified by a third party. There are others, there are stores that, you know, go, ding, I'm a certified, you know, nutrition specialist, but we are certified by a third party, a program put together by a veterinarian. So I pride myself in providing this resource to little Grand Haven.
I think can those I just love you.
Can I say too, Tanya, I have two fur babies, and one of them is, she's going to be 14 in May, and she has a very sensitive stomach. So we are a loyal customer, a Muscle of Dogs. And I just want to say thank you so much for going above and beyond in your service, because vet appointments like the one recently that we had where the vet was like, oh my gosh, she's 14 and she's a black lab, but you would never know. She acts like she is still a puppy. Like normally the black labs that are her age are really struggling with obesity or arthritis or something really bad. And it's because of the food, we really believe, that has prolonged and enhanced her life. So we are so grateful to have your boutique downtown Grand Haven, because it has really impacted the lives of our dogs for sure.
That's wonderful. I love hearing stories like that. And it's our absolute pleasure.
It's the same thing with people. If you put good nutrition in, yeah, you get good results. You invest in your pet, you might as well invest so that they have a long, healthy life.
The body's mm-hmm. always struggling to be healthy, and it can only work with the building blocks in which we give it. So whether that, you know, food and supplements, it can only do as good as how we feed.
You and I talked about supplements a long time ago. Tell our audience about supplements for pets.
Well, that's a very big question, but I believe in supplementing through rotation. So no living creature should eat the same food every single day. And I'm going to go a little rogue here too, because that's not the conventional way of thinking. You know, we're taught to feed a dry food and you feed the same thing every single day, but honestly, it's not the healthiest way to feed any living creature. So not only do we talk about rotating diet, like protein sources, carb sources, we also talk about rotating supplements. So for example, like I rotate in a kidney support supplement with my three dogs. And then when that's gone, I'll rotate some liver support, then some immune support, maybe some joint support. And I just keep rotating supplements, not all at the same time, but just one at a time. Because if the body is seeking something, I am trying to provide that to them. But how am I supposed to know what their body needs? And we don't know. So that's why variety is really important, so that the body can pull what it needs and be strong and healthy and live a long life.
Nutrition, exercise.
Yeah. Yeah.
It adds to our longevity.
Yeah.
And our pet's longevity.
Thank you for those nuggets. I didn't even consider that. That's something new that I learned today.
Yay. It's a good day.
We're always learning.
Right. Yes.
When you think about your future and what's next, is there something like around the corner in terms of events in the community that you're involved in, or anything special that the store's doing? Anything that we can be aware of that we could maybe connect with you in addition to just listening to the podcast today?
Well, there's so many things. I mean, on a personal level, I'm a fairly new grandma. He's about 18 months. So I love having a little financial freedom to be able to spend time with him. There are a couple of 501c3s that are in my mind that I would either like to support or start. One of them is being a safe haven for women who are in abusive situations. A lot of times their pets are used against them in these situations, and it breaks my heart that they have to choose between leaving their pet, which is going to be used against them, or being able to leave with their pet. So that's one thing that's close to my heart. And then I also love to provide service animals to veterans, you know, offer the ultimate gift, right? They're putting their lives on the line so that we can, you know, live in freedom, and they come back and they've seen things that most of us can't even imagine. And dogs are magic. So I would love to be able to help provide service animals to veterans. So those are a couple of things that they're probably not in the immediate horizon, but, you know, something that I dream of. And we have a lot of community events going on. This February is Dental Health Month for pets. And we had a couple seminars this past month to teach you how to feed for dental health. I mean, because it's important, and how to, you know, brush or put supplements in the water, all kinds of things. But we have pack walks in the summer. First one will start at the end of April, and these are walks where we all get together. And these are really wonderful for reactive dogs who don't tend to like other dogs. To keep it really brief, you know, you want to desensitize your dog and give them positive experiences. And in a pack walk setting, you can keep them away from the group where they're comfortable. And then as they get more comfortable, you can move them in. It's just really so rewarding to see dogs that are very reactive at the beginning of the season and at the end of the season. I'm trying to, one of my personal goals is to give seminars more often at the store. I would be called out to do them for training clubs and kennel clubs, but I never really did them in the store. And I think it's a fear-based thing. I'm still trying to self-analyze that, but I'm trying to push myself out of my comfort zone. I think it's really difficult to speak to your peers, like your group, your community, as opposed to strangers, you know? I don't know. So we're doing more seminars, and it's exciting.
What might the topics be of the seminars?
Well, nutrition, of course, because I'm super passionate about that. But we might break it down into smaller pieces, because I could talk forever about, you know, we try to keep them under an hour because we're all busy. And it could be, we could have like little mini training seminars about separation anxiety, or we'll have nutrition seminars about raw feeding is always the best way to go. But if you can't afford or don't want to, or your lifestyle doesn't allow raw feeding, how can you dress up your dog and cat's bowl to give them that variety that I was talking about? Moisture content is huge. Here's your biggest tip of the day. Add water to your dog's bowl or like your food bowl. Moisture, dogs are supposed to have a diet that consists of 80% moisture. Kibble provides 10 to 15%. Even if you have water bowls out, they only go to the bowl when they're thirsty. If they're thirsty, they're living in a constant state of dehydration. Add bone broth without spices or onions, like the dog bone broth, raw goat's milk, water to your dog's bowl to increase that moisture. This is going to help the kidneys, the liver, the pancreas. It's going to help the brain function better, healthier skin and coat. That's $1 million tip today for free.
And if you want to buy them, can they buy the bone broth?
Yes.
Good. So you can get those added goodies to put in your dog's bowl and jazz up their kibble. Tanya, if you had one piece of advice to give to a woman that was thinking about her future and what she wants for life and what she doesn't want for life, if you could give her a piece of advice, dose of inspiration, what might that be?
Happiness is not a destination. Happiness is a choice, period.
Boom. Mic drop.
Yeah. I think we all at some point feel like I'll be happy when, I'll be happy if I have this much money. I'll be happy when I have this house. I'll be happy when. Don't wait till when and choose to be happy every day. Wake up in the morning, notice all the beautiful miracles that are around us, awesome people in your life.
Thanks.
Appreciate them and take a moment and choose to be happy. That's my biggest, because that's all we're here to do, right? Is we just want to be happy and we're struggling to find what that means to us and choose it. I know it sounds a lot easier than it is. And some people have a little more chemistry. The chemistry is a little difficult, but I promise you that the more you practice it, the easier it gets and the more you believe it.
Yeah. Do what Tanya did. Make a decision, hire a coach, and take action. And with that, I will encourage you all to take action to get down to Must Love Dogs in Grand Haven, Michigan, and say hello to Tanya and her team. Ask questions. We always can improve by being curious and approaching things with a wondering mind and then being able to get the guidance and direction that we need. And if you are looking for financial guidance or a way to be happy in your life, maybe if you're in a job that isn't the best, there's other ways that you can get happy. And that's what Holly and I do. So you can book time on our calendar. Just head over to calendly.com/Melissa Myers, MYERS/welcome. The link to that will be in our show notes, as are all of the links for Tanya and her amazing resources. And Holly, do you have anything to close us out with?
I am just so honored and blown away by all the nuggets that you had for us, Tanya, really learning about nutrition and going all in with your dreams and choosing to be happy now in the moment and impact millions of lives on your way.
Awesome.
Thanks, Tanya. Thanks, Ali.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Maybe this episode is part of your money ministry. Bless others by sharing it with a friend and posting on social media.
While you're at it, we thank you in advance for subscribing to our podcast and leaving a 5-star review.
Our money ministry is helping you design your ideal lifestyle and be a blessing to others. Get started by heading over to melissamyersgroup.com/contact. Hop onto our email list. And while you're at it, schedule your free welcome call. We'll help you get clarity about what to do next.